This is Dakota Datebook for April 7th. In the United States, Arbor Day originated in Nebraska. As settlers moved west, they were struck by the lack of trees. Newspaper editor Julius Morton used his platform to stress the importance of trees. His message resonated with readers. In 1872, he proposed a day dedicated to planting trees, and Arbor Day was born. Arbor Day popularity quickly spread across the country, especially in schools where children were encouraged to participate. In 1907, Gifford Pinchot, head of the U.S. Forest Service, asked President Theodore Roosevelt to speak to public school students about conservation. Roosevelt issued the Arbor Day Proclamation to the school children of the United States, emphasizing the importance of trees and the need to teach forestry in schools. On this date, in 1926, North Dakota Governor A.G. Sorley issued a proclamation declaring April 18th to the 24th as American Forest Week. He noted that President Coolidge had designated the week for forest conservation and renewal. Coolidge urged Americans to unite in this effort, and Sorley encouraged North Dakotans to plant trees, flowers, and shrubs. He also asked schools to use the week to teach children about the value of forests and the importance of protecting native wildlife. Arbor Day didn't become an officially recognized national event until 1970, when President Richard Nixon declared it should be celebrated nationwide. Arbor Day is officially held on the last Friday in April, though some states adjust the date to align with local planting times. In Hawaii, Arbor Day falls on the first Friday in November, and in Alaska, it's observed on the third Monday in May. This year, North Dakota will celebrate Arbor Day on May 20th, at the Game and Fish headquarters in Bismarck. The North Dakota Forest Service will mark the 30th anniversary of the Year of the Family, Family Forest Planting, a centennial trees project that honored babies born in 1994. They will distribute 100 seedlings to families and offer educational activities for children through the Environmental Education Program, Project Learning Tree. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.